Matthew Dzok is Merrill and Bank of America Private Bank Head of Fixed Income Strategy for the Chief Investment Office. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're in the middle of corporate earnings season and also awaiting the Fed's next monetary policy decision in March. I'm wondering, do you think that strong, solid corporate earnings results will be enough to offset some of the volatility that we saw earlier this year as the market started to price in a more hawkish Fed?
So generally speaking, yes. Inflation, which can hurt consumers when it's too high, has generally been good for corporations. Corporations can make money in two ways, really. They can sell more things or they can raise the prices of the goods and services they're selling. Right now, companies have tremendous pricing power. They have great demand for their goods and services, so they can sell more goods and services at higher prices. So the inflationary environment we are in right now has been positive for corporations. We might have seen peak earnings growth already, so the continued pace of earnings growth might decline, but we're not at peak earnings yet. And that's generally what you're looking for in the market, is when you are at peak earnings, and we're not there yet. Continued inflation, continued high aggregate demand, continued pricing power is very good for corporate earnings. That being said, with the Fed about to embark on a rate hiking cycle, with pulling back on quantitative easing, with starting to let the balance sheet roll off, there should be attuned to higher volatility going forward. That is very normal as you start a rate hike cycle.
How can the Fed deliver its mandate and within that dual policy mandate without an added shock value to the markets?
So they are really concerned, as you put it, about shock value. So coming into this rate hike cycle, they were very patient. That took them almost 6 months to lay out the plan for quantitative easing roll-off, for to slow down bond purchases. And they announced that in November. But then they got the hint pretty clearly. Inflation is now 7% to the plus. And they were behind the curve. They sort of painted themselves into a corner where they were saying inflation was transitory, would slow down on its own. And they quickly pivoted. And they've actually done a very good pivot in the last 2 months, where they said it's probably not transitory. The supply chain shocks are probably not just supply related. It's probably too much aggregate demand now. So we might have to raise rates. We're going to have to stop buying bonds. And we might have to let some bonds roll off our balance sheet. So now they're in a much better place. They were too loose with no options before. Now they have options. Now they have the ability to deal with higher inflation if necessary. So we think they're going to be relatively slow. A hike at the March meeting, perhaps a hike each minute thereafter, and see how things react. But we're not expecting a 50 basis point hike. We're not expecting a shock and awe to the market. Ben Bernanke, a former Fed chair during the financial crisis, had a great line. He said central banking is 90% talk and only 10% action. And you've seen that 90% talk. And the market has heard that. The yield curve is flattening, as Jared has just pointed out. So a lot of the talk the Fed is doing some of the work for them, conditioning the market to expect rate hikes, having fixed income and equities recalibrate to possibly a higher rate environment. So by delivering the shock and all with their words now, they won't have to deliver as much with their actions.
So with that in mind, with what you're saying, that the Fed is in many ways testing the market with its communication and trying to get this reaction function out of the market before the Fed actually moves, do you think we ultimately get 5 quarter-point rate hikes like many market participants are expecting for this year?
So officially, Bank of America Securities is anticipating 7 rate hikes this year. We're at the wider end of the spectrum. But what we are cautioning investors on is that while we have our opinions and the Fed has their opinions, the market has their opinions, we think investors should be less focused on how many rate hikes, exactly when are they? When are they doing QT? How are they going to do that? The most important thing now, as we mentioned up front, is that the Fed has optionality now. The Fed themselves do not know how much they're going to hike rates because no one knows how the economy is going to unfold this year. We're seeing a little slowdown, which we believe is Omicron related. If you look at data from the labor market and elsewhere, it looks like things are incredibly strong. So we think they'll be able to deliver rate hikes this year. But importantly, trying to exactly pinpoint when and what they're going to do is probably not the right point. The right point is to think they're going to generally be removing accommodation from the markets, but they're going to iterate with markets, as you put it, condition the market. So they're going to go slow and gradual relatively to see how the market reacts. And again, if they see too much volatility in markets, if they start to see other shocks, if the slowdown in some economic data is not Omicron related or there's a new variant, they will adjust pace. So the future is unknown, therefore Fed policy is unknown. The important thing is they have the tools available. They're no longer painted in a corner. They're no longer stuck in this transitory inflation myth. That's very good for markets. So we do expect an upward path of rate hikes, but we don't think we have to put too fine a point on it. The Fed will iterate with markets to get to the right answer. And the yield curve is telling you recession is not a concern for this year. Maybe in 23, maybe in 24. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning of a rate hike cycle, equities can still do quite well.
Matt, only got a second here, but how can somebody best position their portfolio for the set of policy announcements that are about to come forward from the Fed?
So our view is still be overweight equities and underweight fixed income. Within fixed income, less treasury risk, less rate risk, a little more corporate risk, but safe and diversified in fixed income. Do not swing for the fences there, because we recommended overweight equity position. Even if your equity assumptions are lower than they have been, if you're not expecting 8 to 10%, if you're expecting 6 or 5 or 4, that still compares very favorably to a 10-year treasury around 2%. So be overweight equities, expect more volatility. Within your equity portfolio, be overweight the U.S., which is still quite strong. Be diversified. Make sure you have value. Make sure you have cyclicals. Do not be overweight, you know, money-losing, speculative investments. Be diversified. Focused on the U.S., making sure you're balanced between value and growth.